Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
Hi, I am Cynthia Hoyle, and I am a member of the Walk to School Day Organizing Committee. The health and safety of our children is of primary importance to our community. We know that one of the best ways for kids to get exercise is to walk to school, and yet less than 16% of our children between the ages of 5 and 15 walk or bike to school. We also know the number of overweight children has tripled in the last 30 years. Experts feel that lack of activity is one of the primary reasons for the increase in childhood obesity and type 2 diabetes. We know that being active is good for our children's health, and experts say that children should get 30 to 60 minutes of physical activity each day, and walking and biking to school is a great way to get exercise. So, what can we do to help our children to walk and bike to school safely? A safe walking environment includes the following things: neighborhood schools that are within walking and biking distance from homes, sidewalks or bike paths that connect homes with schools, improved opportunities to cross streets, such as the presence of an adult crossing guard, raised medians or traffic and pedestrian signals, slower vehicle speeds accomplished through roadway safety measures such as traffic calming and or police enforcement where needed, are all things that can create a safe walking environment. There are two programs in our community to improve walking and biking for students: International Walk to School Day and Safe Routes to School. International Walk to School Day is this October 4th. We are inviting parents to walk with their kids to school. Six schools in our community have signed up to participate and fill out a walkability checklist given to the kids. The checklist is then used to identify and address safety issues. The event also works to educate kids on safe walking behavior, safe walking routes, and the physical and environmental benefits of walking or biking to school. Sponsoring organizations of the Champaign-Urbana Walk to School Day event are Safe Kids Champaign County, Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, Carl Foundation, the Cities of Urbana and Champaign, the Sierra Club Prairie Group, Urbana School District, Family Video, Mix 94.5, and the University of Illinois Student Athletes from the Hometown Heroes Program. If you and your children are interested in walking to school, you can contact me, Cynthia Hoyle, at 278-9059, or you can visit the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District website, where information on the event is posted, at www.cumtd.com, and we hope to see you walking.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL Urbana.